Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column. It's called The Novel of Having Kids. Note, it's not the novelty, it's the novel. And I assert, and I don't think I've seen this metaphor or analogy actually ever really employed, but I assert that the greatest ongoing serial drama, the greatest ongoing novel saga that I've ever participated in or read, so to speak, is that of watching my boys grow and mature and prosper and fail and succeed. And it is ongoing, and I hope for a happy ending, but I have no idea how it's going to turn out. And that's really the subject of that column. So I urge you to go to BruceSalen.com, hit the ratings, not the ratings, the writings tab, and you can get a drop-down menu of all of the things that are there, including the Because I Said So comic strip, the I'm Not That Dad vlog, information about Dad Chat, and all sorts of other things. But in particular, the topic today will be the novel of having kids. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites around the world. Today we have Wayne Levine back with us for The Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and a very special guest, Zoe Brown, who has a unique and powerful story to tell. So I'll let her tell it rather than tease you right now. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. Please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page and stay in the loop and sign up to receive my newsletter right on the homepage at BruceSalen.com. You will receive a weekly newsletter with all the goings on in the social media worlds that I reside, and you will receive no solicitations or spam or be put on any list whatsoever. So just go to BruceSalen.com and give me your name and email address, and I actually don't get it, but it's put on a list, and you'll receive the weekly newsletter. I attended my son's high school graduation last week, and it inspired a comic strip. So this week's Because I Said So comic strip is called Graduation. And it was a moving experience, as big a deal as I thought it might be for me, but it certainly was for him. I think the expectation of my son going to college and that sort of graduation, I sort of have a bigger feeling for, yet high school is such a big passage. And it motivated me writing a column that will be the subject of next week's show called Graduating into Life. Because really, high school graduation is so much more than graduating high school. It's usually around the time a kid is 18, and my son is 18 and a half when he's graduated. And so they are leaving home and getting independent. And even though 85% of college graduates return home, we do hope that they are independent enough to eventually leave upon returning. And I think the reasons they return home now are complicated and worthy of another show, but we'll leave it at that. I will be doing an incredible cross-country trip in August. Ford is sponsoring it. I will be driving a Ford Flex from Los Angeles to Boston, taking my son to college. Sponsor opportunities are open for that, by the way. I will be stopping in a lot of interesting places, and more about that will be coming up. It is time, if Richard is ready, and he's busy checking his phone. I don't know if he ever actually monitors the board. But it is time for another Dad's Point of View life lesson, so let's listen.
You got to accentuate the positive element. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with me.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Politically correct lies number two. College has diversity of thought. Really? I don't think so. I don't think every point of view is allowed on campuses these days. In many classes, if you do not parrot the professor's point of view, you won't get a good grade. If someone on the right comes to speak on campus, they are often shouted down. No, college does not have diversity of thought. America is the worst country in the world. If you go to college, ironically, that's what you'll be taught. If you listen to certain left-wing thinkers, that is what's being said. This is a lie. America is the best country there ever was. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at BruceSalen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
I find it so interesting and ironic. We do not plan the life lessons to go with the topic of the day or the week. We just play them in order. And lately, it just seems each time we have a life lesson, it sort of relates to what I'm talking about or will be talking about. And so it's ironic that those politically correct lies related to college and I'm facing my son going to college and wondering what will come back. I know there will be a lot of tattoos. That much I am very clear on, because he's made it clear that that's part of his agenda. Part of his college education is getting tatted up. Being a rock and roll god in his mind, at least, I guess that's a requirement. And that's one of those fights that I have basically let go. I just said you could not get them on my nickel, nor while you're living in my home. And I'm paying for things. So he will be living out of the home. He's got his first job, actually, finally, and he'll be buying these tattoos all by himself. excuse me. So I just can't wait to see them. The new vlog that is up on my website is called Brave Princess. And I attended a screening of the new Pixar Disney movie, Brave. And it's not any video from the film itself, but it is from the organ concert that predated the screening itself. They preceded is the right word. They always have this amazing organ performance at the extraordinary El Capitan Theater in Hollywood, which is right across from the famous Grauman's Chinese, when Disney has these special screenings for reviewers and such. And so you get to see a little bit of that performance, and they have a very old-fashioned curtain opening with music and visuals that you will also get to see that is really dramatic and reminds me, at least, of what it must have been like to go to the movies a long time ago. Dad Chat is tonight, and Dad Chat is every Thursday night. I know my listeners are often listening to my show not live on Thursdays, but on a weekend. So the chat of the evening tonight is with pediatrician Dr. Hill. But I do want to give you an advance notice about next week's chat, and anyone listening to this show now can participate in next week's chat, which is a very unusual chat for Dad Chat, and it's special. We are helping to support and promote a brand new product. It's called Unreal, and it's a candy. Now, what is so interesting about this product is it was created by a father and son, and the son brought a candy to his dad and said, "Dad, is it all right if I eat this candy?" And the dad said, "Well, if you want to eat," and he read off all the chemicals and preservatives that were in this well-known mainstream candy. And the son kind of looks and says, "Well, why do we have to have all those chemicals?" And dad said, "Well, you don't." And the son said, "Well, why don't we make candy pure?" And thus was born the idea between a father and son, which I adore, of Unreal Candy. And we are going to be giving away Unreal Candy at Dad Chat. We will have a doctor who's an expert on health and diet that will be answering questions. We will have representatives from Get Unreal, which is their hashtag, Get Unreal. And it will be an unbelievable Twitter chat, or Twitter party, as some people refer to it. They are starting with candy, which is the worst offender. As you may know, most people think corn syrup, hydrogenated fat, artificial ingredients, and GMOs are there for us to make candy taste better. Sadly, they are really there just to make it cheaper and more profitable to manufacture. So Unreal is really making an effort to unjunk our kids' junk food or snack food. And the thing is that they are basically making their versions of all the candies we all know with their names, but they're going to be healthy and they're going to be available in all the usual retail outlets at the same cost. And their goal is actually a really noble one. While they, of course, hope to be profitable as a company, they also hope to basically guilt all the other manufacturers to make pure candy too. Why the heck not? So it's a noble cause, and that will be Thursday, June 28th from 6 to 7 p.m., Dad Chat with a special guest and co-host Kimberly Blaine, known as the Go-To Mom, and several others. I do invite you to participate. I suspect it will be a smash Dad Chat, and you will learn a lot about diet with the Dr. Hyman, who will join us. And tonight, it's Dr. Hill to ask any question you have of a pediatrician. So coming up, I didn't get to talk about the subject of today's show, but coming up, we will have Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and Zoe Brown, and you'll learn all about her later after these messages.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you. Bruce Allen, you know the